Well, here we are at the 10th lesson of the 10-year anniversary of quitting my job. We thought we'd fire in the jingle for the last show of the day. 10 shows in a day. I've never done this before. This is real time, too. It's May 7th, Thursday, 2015. I'm doing it for the fans, man. I'm doing it for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, the people that plug into this show every day for a real message about a real person who did it, really quit his job. He really did it. Made every day Saturday. All right, here's lesson 10. We'll dive right into it. I just want to, before I take this last lesson here, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everybody who's listened over the past 10 years to this podcast, for putting up with my crazy antics, all of my nuttiness, insanity. I do this because I just love life now. I didn't used to love life, and that's why I'm doing this whole message today, is life wasn't fun for me. Back in 10 years ago, I was in a dark place, but I was just numb. You know what I mean? Like when you go in to get a root canal done and your dentist puts like 4 shots around your teeth, and if somebody punched you in your face, you wouldn't be able to feel it. That's how numb. Like I was being punched in the face every day and wasn't even feeling it, by my subordinates, by my boss, by the customer. But I didn't like anything about my life at the time. Now things aren't perfect because life isn't perfect, you know? I have the same concerns you do. Look, I've got 4 children. One of them's on a ventilator, you know? One of them has to have help to breathe every day. She has a tracheostomy tube in her throat. I've got a teenage girl. That in and of itself would drive somebody to become an alcoholic, right? It's like I've got the same worries you have. It's just I let go of the 1,000-pound weight I had around my neck, and that was a job. I let go of it. And today, the last lesson, after I just say thank you once again for, you know, listening to this show, for inspired. If we've ever met in person, you know that I'm the same person in real life that I am on this podcast. If we haven't ever met in person, I hope that happens someday at a live event. Please reach out to me on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know you're listening. Let me know what you want to hear. Always know that I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. I want you to be successful. Everybody that plugs into this message, my only thought is that you live a life of significance and you find your very own Saturday. And the last lesson today is everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, then it's not the end. Everything will be okay for you in the end. And if it's not okay, then it's not the end. And what I mean by that was I quit my job May 6, 2005. And I went broke in 90 days, lost everything. That wasn't the end. Everything wasn't okay. But I used to say to myself, Sam, everything isn't okay. But it's not over. We're just getting started. It'll be okay in the end. And when I quit my job the second time in April 2007, I did the same thing. I went for my dream. But this time I went for my passion. I didn't go try to replace income. I tried to replace that void in my heart, in my mind. That, you know, that's a much bigger chore than going to replace money. You can replace money doing anything. Go dig a ditch, mow lawns, whatever it is you want to do. All right, you can't replace this void. There's going to be a point in time. You're 70 years old on a rocking chair. You ain't going to be able to do the things you used to do. You won't have the energy to do the things you used to do when you were 34 years old. My challenge to you is, are you going to sit there every day and live a life of what ifs, coulda, woulda, shoulda? Or are you going to actually go for it and understand that if it's not okay while you're going for it, it's not the end. It's never the end. It's only the end when you're laying in that box. Like I remember my mom, the great Catherine Crowley, July 7th, 1997, she died in our home in Bradford, PA. I was living in Buffalo at the time. It was the worst phone call I ever got. My sister Kate left me a voicemail. I didn't even process that. It's been 18 years this July, and I still can't even process that phone call, that message of my sister Kate telling me that my brother Chris went over to visit mom and found her dead in the living room, 69 years young, and a cigarette in her hand. God love mom. Oh, God, couldn't stop smoking. And I remember that was the end. That was it. That was the end of my relationship with my mother. I had no control over that. And it's just God took her away. And I remember looking at her. She had a closed coffin viewing. The whole town came out. I mean, my mom was dearly loved in Bradford, PA. But before we had the closed coffin, we had an open coffin where just me and my brothers and sisters could just kneel next to her laying in that coffin and just take a look at her, you know, and it was tough. It was very difficult. But still is. I get choked up now just talking about my mom because it was so tough. That was the end. That was the end of my relationship with her. That was the end. She was everything. I had no father, you know. She raised me from when I was a kid. And it just sucked. It was the finality of it all, you know. And if you've ever lost a parent, you know that just you can't get that time back. You can't. You go back and you think, God, I should have come. That my mom, I remember that whole weekend when before she died, Angela and I were down there. Angela and I weren't married; we had just gotten engaged, and it was a 4th of July weekend. And mom was so excited. We were talking about the wedding and things like that. She's like, "Hey, can you please trim the bushes? Can you please trim the bushes?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll get to it." Well, me and Angela drove back to Buffalo, and I never got to trimming the bushes. And Angela's like, oh, God, you didn't even trim. We were kind of, because we were trying, I was just so broken up that week. It just, it sucked. And Angela's like, you know, you didn't even trim the bushes. I said, I know. I wish I would have trimmed the damn bushes. You know, and I didn't do that for my mom. And, you know, as I look back at quitting this job, damn, it's just, I just, what I want for you is I don't want you to live a life of regret. I had a lot of regrets when my mom died, and I still spent a lot of time with her. You know, I can't imagine if I was still living far away and not living just 80 miles away. Had I not got a chance, I was just down there that weekend. Literally, I left July 6th on a Sunday, and my brother found my mom dead on July 7th. So she technically probably could even have died that night. I don't know. But we left Sunday the 6th and found her dead the 7th. And you know, that was the end of that, the end of her life. But everything's still okay, you know. It's not the end for me. It's not the end for you. And it won't be the end until you take your last breath. And my challenge to you is please don't let the music die still in you. Get out and let it play, you know. Have fun. This whole journey for me over the past 10 years, as I look back, I'm not even close to even beginning, you know. There's so much more I want to do. I want to have my own live events that are just thousands and thousands and thousands of people there where we can, you know, just change our lives, just being together, you know, having an amazing time learning and earning and changing and having significance. And the change that happens in you, the person you become along the way is invaluable. So your challenge is you can either stay where you are right now, be safe. You're probably in a very safe place. Or you can really stretch yourself to do something amazing. But understand, for you, for me, it's all going to come to an end sooner or later. Don't let yourself be lying there thinking, oh, man, well, here I go into the afterlife, and I never took the shot. I wish I could have. Life was so short. I sat around worried about all these things that could have happened, and they never happened. Please go make them happen. I'm happy I did. And look, this is just my story. It's not the right story. It's not the only one out there. But it's just my story. That's why I do this podcast every day, to share with you my experiences that, in hopes that it'll help you in some way make every day Saturday. I hope you enjoyed these 10 lessons. It was so much fun cranking them out, boom, 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 one after the other. My love for this business, for this message is huge. For you, for your message, for your dream, it's huge. I want to know. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Just let me know you received this message. However you want. You only get 140 characters, so make it quick. And have the best freaking day ever.